From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Congressional Democratic leaders seem to have blinked in the stare-down with President Bush over a bill to fund 4 more months of the Iraq War. Negotiations continue, and there has been no formal announcement yet of a deal with the White House, but Democrats say their bill no longer contains the troop withdrawal timelines that prompted a veto of earlier legislation. NPR's David Wellner has the story.
Stepping up to microphones and TV lights outside the Senate chamber this afternoon, Majority Leader Harry Reid tried to put the best face on the latest version of the war funding bill. He did this without actually revealing what he planned to send President Bush.
We don't know what the language will be on this for sure, but it's for certain it'll be the first supplemental that he has that he hasn't been given a blank check.
Maybe not a blank check, but what the Democrats do plan to present, according to a top leadership aide, is a war funding plan that Reid only last week dismissed as weak tea. That proposal, sponsored by Virginia Republican John Warner, would set benchmarks for the Iraqi government to meet, but allow the president to waive any sanctions if they're not met. It would also require more progress reports on Iraq, along with independent evaluations of the situation there, but there are no troop withdrawal timelines. Reid acknowledged this could be the deal in the final bill.
Let's say that it's only the Warner Amendment, which you know how I feel about the Warner Amendment. I think it's extremely weak. But one reason I talked about how weak it was is how we had positive things much better than Warner.
Reid pointed out that up until a few days ago, the White House had been insisting on what it called a clean war funding bill, free even of reporting requirements. Senate Minority Whip Trent Lott sought to play down the fact that this bill will also contain benchmarks.
There's broad support for benchmarks. We've been talking about that for quite some time. The president has indicated he thinks benchmarks can be beneficial. And for Congress to get reports about what's happening, shouldn't we be getting that anyway?
But Democrats also plan to load some other things onto the bill, including billions of dollars in relief funding for Hurricane Katrina victims and drought-stricken farmers. They also plan to attach legislation raising the minimum wage for the first time in a decade, though that did not please Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He did not say he'd oppose the deal.
I think many of our members are not going to be happy by the amount of spending beyond the core purpose of this supplemental, which was to fund the troops. If that is, in fact, the ultimate deal, it's not a deal that I personally would have made. But if we can prevail on the core portion of the bill, my guess is that it will pass.
If it does, it will likely be without the support of House Democrats, who strongly oppose the war. Arizona's Raul Grijalva voted 3 times with his party's leadership to fund the war. But he says this time the bill amounts to a blank check for President Bush.
I would support that initiative with benchmarks and timelines. But when you make them unenforceable and when you eliminate the criteria for holding people accountable, i.e. the administration, then it becomes very difficult for me to go back to myself and my constituents and say, I did what I could to try to end this war.
With such disappointed lawmakers in mind, Majority Leader Reid promised there will be other occasions soon to challenge the president on the war.
We are going to look, after we finish this, to the Defense Authorization Bill, which will be coming up in the next few weeks, I'm sorry. And as a result of that, we're going to continue our battle, and that's what it is, to represent the American people like they want us to represent them, to change the course of the war in Iraq.
Reid promised Congress will get the war funding bill to the president by week's end. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.